Friends, I just did my annual economic briefing with author and Swiss America chairman Craig R. Smith, and what I discovered confirms my worst fears. Something is getting ready to happen that's going to change the course of world history, and not one in a thousand will believe it until it's already too late, and I don't want that to be you. After writing four important books accurately predicting the future of gold, oil, the dollar, and inflation, Mr. Smith is on the verge of releasing his next book, and this new CD covers the root issue of the coming crisis and offers three critical steps to protect your family from the fallout. Please call today for this hot new CD, The Future of Money. Toll free, 888-559-9920, 888-559-9920. You've got to hear The Future of Money to believe it. 888-559-9920. 888-559-9920. Do it today.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Raw Nation's Hot Rocks is the only raw, vegan, certified organic vitamin for your sex drive. Hot Rocks is made using only the purest organic superfoods and herbs in their raw, unaltered state. We've created this synergistic blend of powerful herbs that intensifies sexual energy and performance in both men and women. It's like an overall vitality pill that makes you feel amazing. There's absolutely no chemicals, pesticides, or harsh stimulants in Hot Rocks. If you already have a strong sex drive, Hot Rocks will help you maintain it and keep it from slipping away. The problem that affects even the healthiest people nowadays because of the amount of toxicity that we are all exposed to. So what are you waiting for? We offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you can order Hot Rocks risk-free. It's time to experience pure bliss and the only truly healthy libido enhancer on the market, Hot Rocks. Order online at hotrocks.com. That's HOTRAWKS.com. Or call us 855-RAW-LIFE. That's 855-729-5433.
Hey, mister, that's a mighty big dog you got there.
Help me, Jesus! Help me, Jewish God! Help me, Allah! Ah! Help me, Tom Cruise!
It's Linderman Unleashed on Natural News Radio.
You tell him I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear?
All opinions and views expressed on Linderman Unleashed are strictly those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Natural News Radio. Warning, this program might cause you to think for yourself. Listener discretion is advised. And now, here's your host, Kurt Linderman.
That's right, folks, you're listening to Linderman Unleashed. I'm your host, Kurt Linderman Sr., once again, flying solo. But I'll be bringing you the bare-knuckled right hook of truth to any that would try to put the chokehold on your liberty and health freedom. This might be your first time listening to the program. Flying solo means that my co-host and lovely wife, Kimberly Linderman, is once again not in the studio with me, but we're going to be bringing you a lot of pharma news today. We're going to be starting off with the naturalnews.com article, Big Pharma Criminality No Longer a Conspiracy Theory, Bribery, Fraud, Price Fixing, Now a Matter of Public Record. Those of us who have long been describing the pharmaceutical industry as a criminal racket over the last few years have been wholly vindicated by recent news. Drug and vaccine manufacturer Merck was caught red-handed by two of its scientists faking vaccine efficacy data by spiking blood samples with animal antibodies. Now, we reported on that last week, and I've had inside news regarding the two whistleblowers for a number of months and have been unable to say anything about it because I was sworn to secrecy. But I guess that's what happens when you get out there and you you put all this out there on the radio and through my writings and everything, you get contacted by a lot of people. And like I said, I had inside information, but I'm really glad that it finally came out and we can start talking about it. This whole idea of faking vaccine efficacy data, the one problem I see with that is the fact that we have two virologists that are talking about this issue, but they're still very pro-vaccine. The actual issue with this is the fact that it's not just Merck. It's not just the mumps part of the measles, mumps, rubella 2 vaccine. Vaccine efficacy data has been faked wholeheartedly since the beginning of the vaccine manufacturing process. Since they first started doing vaccines with Brenner way back in the 1700s. They have lied. Government has been coercive. Government has been a part of it from the very beginning as well. Now, I don't believe that at that point in time it was a New World Order thing. I believe it was just government maybe believing this hype, maybe quite possibly believing that it was just a control issue. Government likes to control the people. Even though government is supposed to work for the people, we know from eons and eons that when government gets into power, they want absolute power. So I believe that that was the case with most of it. But I'm telling you what, the good thing about what's going on right now with all this coming to light, primarily not just the Merck issue, but we've got GlaxoSmithKline that's pleading guilty to bribery, fraud, and other criminal acts where there are going to be ramifications of the criminal nature. We've got all these drug manufacturers out there that are doing this almost a cabal-type situation, a mafia-esque type situation. And one thing that I can only hope is that that's going to wake up a lot more people to this issue. When we talk about vaccines, and everybody seems to think, oh, well, the drug companies wouldn't do anything untoward, anything criminal. Vaccines are great. Vaccines keep children disease-free. With all of these other drugs that are being marketed right now that people are starting to talk about, that are, these things are coming to light, I just hope that more people are going to be able to sit back and say, well, okay, if they're lying about Wellbutrin, if they're lying about Paxil, why wouldn't they be lying about the vaccines? That's something that's always bothered me. And I've talked about it a number of times on this program, but even around the water cooler at work, whether it's a water cooler or whether you're sitting around the trucks having a break or sitting around the job site having a break, it's amazing the number of people out there that will talk about, yeah, can you believe all the commercials out there? And half of the commercial that talks about these vaccines or any kind of drug, half the commercial is side effects, which normally lead to the last one being death. And they talk about it and they joke about it like, oh, I'm not, you know, that's just crazy stuff. But then when you talk about the vaccine issues, people really put up this glass wall. Oh, no, don't talk bad about the vaccines. Vaccines are perfectly safe. If they will push prescribing drugs for off-label use to children that damage them, that cause them to commit suicide, which is one of the products we're going to be talking about today, why wouldn't they not give a damn about the vaccines being injected into children? I just hope this wakes people up a lot more. The picture that's emerging is one of criminal drug industry that has turned to mafia tactics in the absence of any real science that would prove their products to be safe or effective. The emergence of this extraordinary evidence of bribery, scientific fraud, lying to regulators, and monopolistic practices that harm consumers is also making all those doctors and skeptics who defended Big Pharma and vaccines eat their words. I sincerely hope that is the case. To defend Big Pharma today is to defend a cabal of criminal corporations that have proven They will do anything, absolutely anything, to keep their profits rolling in. It makes no difference who they have to bribe, what studies they have to falsify, or who has to be threatened into silence. They will stop at nothing to expand their profit base, even if it means harming or killing countless innocents. Now, this GlaxoSmithKline issue is pretty darn big. Now, the reason I'm not going to go heavy into the Merck issue is because we've covered that on a recent Linderman Unleashed. If you haven't learned about it, if you haven't heard it, check out the archives on Linderman Unleashed on naturalnewsradio.com. But this GlaxoSmithKline is really a big story. In what is now the largest criminal fraud settlement ever to come out of the pharmaceutical industry, GlaxoSmithKline has pleaded guilty and agreed to pay $1 billion in criminal fines and $2 billion in civil fines following a 9-year federal investigation into its activities. Now, what really blows me away here is we have this issue that it looks as if the Department of Justice has just completely turned its back on the American people when it comes to this vaccine issue. And this is the anomaly that I was just talking about with reference to the American people. When they hear about drugs, they'll go after the drug companies. When they hear about vaccines manufactured by those same drug companies, suddenly it's a issue that is all hands off. You cannot touch the vaccine industry. We have Merck that is a vaccine story that the Department of Justice has decided not to pursue whatsoever as of yet. And the only way we're going to get them to pursue it is if we put the pressure on them. But when it comes to these other drugs, suddenly the Department of Justice is going right after them in the case of GlaxoSmithKline. Now, this is what's going on with the 9-year federal investigation into its activities. These are the activities that they've been looking into. Routinely bribed doctors with luxurious vacations and paid speaking gigs, which is common knowledge, including with the vaccine issue. They fabricated drug safety data and lied to the FDA. Once again, same thing that we're looking at here with Merck, where the Department of Justice has decided not to pursue any charges. They defrauded Medicare and Medicaid out of billions, deceived regulators about the effectiveness of its drugs, relied on its deceptive practices to earn billions of dollars selling potentially dangerous drugs to unsuspecting consumers and medical patients. Now, here's the deal, and this is where it just gets ridiculous. This right here, on naturalnews.com, they talk about the fact that GlaxoSmithKline made billions of dollars. And we're not talking a couple of billion. We're talking, if not hundreds of billions of dollars. I haven't looked into it specifically because of all the drugs that are included in this case. But they're going to pay, and by their own admission, $3 billion. That's their penalties. They're going to pay $3 billion, yet they made billions and billions and billions of dollars. This is not a criminal offense to them. This is, if I can make $100,000 selling a widget, but that widget is dangerous, and I end up paying $10,000 in fines, I'm still ahead, and what it does to me as an unscrupulous businessman is say, this is a tactic that works. I'm going to lie, I'm going to cheat, I'm going to steal, I'm going to make $100,000, and then if or when I get caught, I'm going to pay $10,000 in fines. Sounds like a great racket to me. And that's exactly what these damn drug companies think about when they're marketing drugs off-label or marketing drugs that they know for any human being that takes it, that it's dangerous. This is the business practice of the pharmaceutical companies. Now, Merck falsified the vaccine data, no problem. Department of Justice turns their back. GlaxoSmithKline starts marketing drugs off-label, but it's drugs, not vaccines, Boom, they jump on him, a $3 billion fine for making probably more than $100 billion. Good job. The Obama administration, though, has zero interest in actual justice. Another interesting note in all this is that under President Obama, the U.S. Department of Justice showed no interest whatsoever in investigating Merck over the False Claims Act filed by two of its former virologists, despite the convincing, and it is convincing, evidence of fraud described in detail by the inside whistleblowers. The Obama Department of Justice, led by gun-running Attorney General Eric Holder, who is already facing serious questions over Operation Fast and Furious, which we've talked about on this program as well, simply chose to ignore the False Claims Act complaint. That's pretty scary in and of itself. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to get back to this issue of the mafia-like criminals that we know of as the pharmaceutical companies. You're listening to Linderman Unleashed. naturalnewsradio.com.
Wouldn't it be great if all the vaccine research you need would be in one place, along with the latest news in the vaccine industry? Introducing the VaccineResearchLibrary.com. That's VaccineResearchLibrary.com, brought to you by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. It's a living library that grows constantly, so you'll want to check in every day. At VaccineResearchLibrary.com, you'll find dozens of articles that are gleaned from the conventional medical literature daily, with links to abstracts and full-text articles posted in the library. It's shocking to know that nearly every day we find conclusions and hidden admissions that vaccines are not safe and do cause harm. To shed light on this quickly, the homepage has an area called the Scream of the Week. You can post these links on your Facebook page and share through other forms of social media. The Scream of the Week will allow you to rank the information, and the five-star screams will be posted far and wide, sent out to radio, print, journalist, and television outlets. You will get to help us determine what information needs to be broadcast to the world. Get informed, be empowered, and help empower others. Visit Vaccine Research Library.com every day.
Are you concerned about the food supply, including GMOs in your family's diet? With pesticides, herbicides, and questionable additives like MSG, high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, and food dyes in most foods on the market today, you should be. Well, now there's an affordable alternative to high retail organic food prices. Announcing Box Organics, created by two families with children affected by autism that were not only concerned with the toxic ingredients in our conventional diets, but equally concerned with the high cost of providing their family nutritious organic foods. Box Organics offers USDA certified organic fruit, vegetables, dairy, dry goods, and meats delivered fresh, not frozen, directly to your door. We're an online store offering you substantial savings on the organic food that you want at your convenience. Ordering is easy. Box Organics currently offers free shipping in 15 states with a minimum purchase. Visit boxorganics.com. That's organics with an X.com today. Box Organics. Think and eat outside the box.
Hey Obama, the Lindermans refuse to lower their standards, so up yours. And now, back to Linderman Unleashed.
Two flags fly above my land and really sum up how I feel. One is the colors that fly high and proud, the red, the white, the blue. The other one's got a rattlesnake with a simple statement made. Don't tread on me is what it says, and I'll take that to my grave.
Hey, thanks for staying with us. I'm your host, Kurt Linderman, for Linderman Unleashed. On top of the whole Merck and GlaxoSmithKline debacles, we're also talking about Pfizer, who was sued by retailers over anti-competitive scheme. Adding to all this, Pfizer has now been sued by five U.S. retailers, which are the pharmacies that are out there, five of the big pharmacies, who accuse the company of monopolistic marketing practices. According to the lawsuit, Pfizer conspired to prevent generic versions of its blockbuster cholesterol drug Lipitor from entering the market. This was done to protect billions in profits while making sure patients did not have access to more affordable cholesterol drugs. Pfizer sells nearly $10 billion worth of Lipitor each year. Do you think that they're going to get a fine of $10 billion for this practice? Absolutely not. Once again, a great business practice for the Nazi, communist, idiot, scumbag pharmaceutical companies. According to the Reuters report on this lawsuit, Pfizer is being accused of obtaining a fraudulent patent, engaging in sham litigation, entering a price-fixing agreement to delay cheaper generics, and entering arrangements with pharmacy benefit managers to force retailers to buy more Lipitor. Now, I remember it was just, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, ABC News had this big expose on Lipitor, and that was the guy who, he was a heart surgeon who created the artificial heart, that he created this drug, Lipitor, and he markets this drug, Lipitor, and there was this big thing about how it was just totally ineffective and dangerous. And that was in the news for about a week, and the next thing you know, the Lipitor commercials are back on, didn't change one bit, and everything's back to normal. And meanwhile, the big pharma executives get no arrests or prosecution. There's no ramifications for their actions except for spending a very small percentage of fines to the money they've made. This is going on over and over and over again. It's ridiculous. Now, back to this GlaxoSmithKline issue with the $3 billion drug marketing scandal. Here are a couple of the documents and some of the highlighted versions of these documents and what GlaxoSmithKline knew about the products. In 2001, GSK considered withholding a study that showed Paxil caused suicidality and violent feelings in teenagers because it coincided with the Columbine shooting tragedy, according to the complaint. One of the shooters was on Luvox, a different antidepressant. This is one of the things that we've talked about on this program and I've talked about on my older program before coming to naturalnewsradio.com. You look at all of these school shootings, and every single one of them is a kid that's either on an antidepressant or recently come off of an antidepressant. This is the one of the highlighted parts of some of these internal documents. GSK had concerns about disclosing and publishing the increased serious adverse events associated with Paxil, particularly due to recent events in patients taking SSRIs committing violent acts, including the Columbine High School shootings. Now, the FDA had always been clear about Paxil. It has never been approved for children. It was specifically rejected for children in 2003 and 2004. Yet what gets me is the FDA has known all along that GSK is literally pushing these drugs on kids. But yet it takes a 9-year investigation to tell them to stop doing it and fine them a pittance of what they actually made in poisoning these children. How many people died? If you are the parent of a child that was a victim of a school shooting that happened between Columbine and now, you should be able to not only sue GlaxoSmithKline or the other SSRI manufacturers, but you should be able to sue the FDA and the federal government in and of itself for gross negligence. Your child possibly died because some idiot scumbag doctor listened to GSK and prescribed your child's murderer an SSRI that wasn't approved on the label for a child that age. You are the victim of gross negligence from the United States government. A 9-year investigation as children were dying. It recommended that Paxil not be used to treat depression in patients under age 18. I guess that's the thing. In June 2003, the FDA announced that although it had not completed its review of the data, it recommended, and this is the highlighted part, it recommended that Paxil not be used to treat depression in patients under 18. I guess that's how they get out of it. I guess that's how the FDA would get out of it. It didn't say, you know, we're keeping our children safe. We're keeping the consumers of America safe. We know this is dangerous, and until you can prove to us it's not, we are demanding that you not prescribe this to children under 18 years of age. It recommended that Paxil not be used to treat depression in people under 18 years of age. Maybe that's how they get through it. Now, despite the failure of its three clinical trials and the absence of FDA approval, GSK actively promoted Paxil to treat adolescent and childhood depression from 1999 to at least 2003. Another highlighted version or a document, GSK has identified 5,800 child psychiatrists on the list of physicians for Paxil representatives to target for Paxil promotions, including by providing samples. 5,800 different child psychiatrists that GSK directly marketed to. Psychiatry is witchcraft, folks. Psychiatry is at best a theory that's full of nothing but a bunch of drug-pushing scumbags, and they are at direct fault for how many deaths as a result of putting these drugs into the hands of children. And we're not just talking teenagers here. This is saying adolescents and childhood prescriptions. How despicable is that? If you don't think that GSK, which is a huge maker of vaccines, that Merck, another huge maker of vaccines, making hundreds of billions of dollars a year, Pfizer, Sanofi Aventis, if you don't think that they're going to lie about vaccines when they're lying about this, you are totally 100% out of your freaking mind. Suddenly, vaccines are a miracle drug, and no way would the drug companies who have lied about all this other stuff would ever lie about vaccines. And the reason I keep coming to this point is because this program is primarily devoted to GMOs and vaccines. This is a 100%, when you hear me talking on this program, unless somebody else is saying something differently, when you hear me talking, this program represents a 100% anti-vaccine stance. And this just furthers my stance. These people are lying scumbags. Why would they change suddenly when it came to vaccines? To promote Paxil, however, GSK wined and dined doctors in Hawaii and Puerto Rico, treating them to golf, deep sea fishing, rafting, and balloon rides, the DOJ alleges. In number 68 of this one document, it says the meetings were held at expensive resorts such as the El Conquistador Resort and Golden Door Spa in Puerto Rico, the Rio Mar Beach Resort in Hawaii, and the Renaissance Esmeralda Resort and Spa in Palm Springs, California. GSK paid for the psychiatrist's lodging, airfare, and a $750 honorarium. An honorarium. It's a bribe. GSK paid their speakers a $2,500 honorarium. You know what? Now, I have scruples. I have a belief system that you can't take money with you, and where I want to go when this physical life is done, I'm not going to sell my soul. But there are a lot of people out there that would be more than willing to sell their souls to make a little money in this little time we have on this planet. And you give them a paid vacation to the El Conquistador Resort, or the Rio Mar Beach Resort, or the Renaissance Esmeralda Resort, and you give them $750 on top of paying for everything, and then if you happen to be a speaker, you're making another $2,500 on top of that. Can you imagine the number of people in this country, on this planet, that would jump at that? I think there's more of them than there are of people like me, and hopefully people like you out there. The psychiatrist typically arrived on a Friday morning. Presentations took place on Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. GSK hosted nice dinners on Friday and Saturday evenings and paid for entertainment, including sailing, snorkeling, tours like the Bacardi Rum Distillery, golf, deep-sea fishing, rafting, glass-bottom boat rides, and balloon rides. So what in the hell were they doing with their $750 other than paying for a bunch of hookers, maybe? Because they were getting all their recreation paid for. They were getting all their dinners paid for. They were getting their rooms paid for. And they had $750 in their pocket. Bet you that bought a lot of recreational drug use as well. Documents from GlaxoSmithKline, $3 billion drug marketing scandal that we'll discuss you is what we're talking about here. In this one, we're talking about Wellbutrin. And it's only approved to treat depression, but GSK promoted it as a sex drug. The DOJ complaint says, and there's a couple of things here, WBSR is an antidepressant, we're talking about Wellbutrin here, that has been approved by the FDA for only one use, the treatment of major depressive disorder in adults 18 years of age or older. From 1999 through at least 2003, GSK engaged in a nationwide scheme to promote the sale and use of Wellbutrin as safe and effective for indications, doses, and populations that the FDA never approved as safe and effective, and that were not medically accepted indications. One of them was in number two of this. Well, let's go through all of them. There's only two that are highlighted, but I want to go through all of them here. Now, keep in mind, Wellbutrin was only approved by the FDA for treatment of major depressive disorders in adults 18 years of age or older. But here's what GSK promoted Wellbutrin for: weight loss and obesity, sexual dysfunction, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. That, to me, is not a major depressive disorder. Addictions, including drugs, alcohol, and gambling. They included patients under 18, to include young children. They use as an add-on or in combination with other drugs. Use as an antidote for the side effects of other antidepressant medications. That makes sense to me. And use in dosages contrary to that recommended in the label, with safety claims greater than those justified in the label. Now, here's the key. I firmly believe that what the DOJ automatically should be doing is checking the registry of all of these conferences that GlaxoSmithKline held in all of these beautiful resorts. Check the registry, get the names of these witch doctor scumbags, the psychiatrists, check their prescribing habits, and every one of them should go to jail. Every single one of those psychiatrists, of which we're talking, what was it, 5,800? They should all go to jail. Let's take a couple of them young guys young gals and guys that are in for recreational drug use, nonviolent crimes, get them the hell out of those prisons, and we've got 5,800 truly scumbag drug pushers that are violent criminals that deserve to be locked up. Here's one of the things. Here's how GSK's PR agency, which was Cooney Waters, spun Wellbutrin to the UK tabloid The Sun. And we've got a picture of this beautiful woman in a swimsuit, and the ad says the pill doctors say will help you to slim, and they discovered it by accident. And they're talking about Wellbutrin that is supposed to, by the FDA standards, to be used only, to be prescribed only for serious mental issues. And here we've got an ad in the UK tabloid The Sun that's got Wellbutrin being displayed and being marketed as a weight loss product. Now here, Cooney Waters paid TV's Dr. Drew Pinsky $175,000 to hype the drug. And there's an invoice of the first $100,000 paid to Dr. Drew Pinsky for him pushing the drug. And I think this was the one where he was pushing it as for sex problems. We're going to take another break. We're going to stay on this issue when we get back. You're listening to Linderman Unleashed, naturalnewsradio.com.
Friends, I just did my annual economic briefing with author and Swiss America chairman Craig R. Smith, and what I discovered confirms my worst fears. Something is getting ready to happen that's going to change the course of world history, and not one in a thousand will believe it until it's already too late, and I don't want that to be you. After writing four important books accurately predicting the future of gold, oil, the dollar, and inflation, Mr. Smith is on the verge of releasing his next book, and this new CD covers the root issue of the coming crisis and offers three critical steps to protect your family from the fallout. Please call today for this hot new CD, The Future of Money. Toll free, 888-559-9920, 888-559-9920. You've got to hear The Future of Money to believe it. 888-559-9920, 888-559-9920. Do it today.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Raw Nation's Hot Rocks is the only raw, vegan, certified organic vitamin for your sex drive. Hot Rocks is made using only the purest organic superfoods and herbs in their raw, unaltered state. We've created this synergistic blend of powerful herbs that intensifies sexual energy and performance in both men and women. It's like an overall vitality pill that makes you feel amazing. There's absolutely no chemicals, pesticides, or harsh stimulants in Hot Rocks. If you already have a strong sex drive, Hot Rocks will help you maintain it and keep it from slipping away. The problem that affects even the healthiest people nowadays because of the amount of toxicity that we are all exposed to. So what are you waiting for? We offer a 30-day money-back guarantee so you can order Hot Rocks risk-free. It's time to experience pure bliss and the only truly healthy libido enhancer on the market, Hot Rocks. Order online at hotrocks.com. That's HOTRAWKS.com or call us 855-RAW-LIFE. That's 855-729-5433.
Hey, Doc, why don't you listen to Linderman Unleashed?
You can't handle the truth!
All right, thanks for staying with us. You're listening to Linderman Unleashed. Still, we have another half hour to go. I'm looking here at the invoice for the number two honoraria, if you will, April 1999, out-of-pocket expenses, the second installment, $175,000 from Cooney Waters to market a drug called Wellbutrin that is supposed to be used for serious psychiatric disorders, 18 years old and over. And this piece of crap doctor, once again, a doctor that is pushing it as a sex drug. This is what GSK got for its money. Dr. Hugh Drew hyped Wellbutrin as a sex drug. This is what we're seeing here in the memorandum dated June 2nd, 1999 from Holly Russell, Intimacy and Depression on David Essel Alive. Dr. Pinsky recently joined David Essel on his national radio program to talk about intimacy and depression. During the 15-minute segment, Dr. Pinsky communicated key campaign messages. Highlights included switching to or adding Wellbutrin is recommended for people experience a loss of libido. No, it's not. And this is a guy, isn't Dr. Drew like, and I know I'm sitting here talking to the radio, nobody's going to be able to answer me. Maybe I need to be on Wellbutrin. Dr. Drew was the MTV doctor, wasn't he? The sex doctor and everything that was talking to young people and was this big touted new age type in the whole new culture type thing, this big doctor. And he's sitting there on this radio program with David Essel talking about you should switch to adding Wellbutrin because it's recommended for people experience a loss of libido. No, it's not. Antidepressants such as SSRIs can decrease libido and negatively impact intimate relationships at a time when intimacy and connection with a partner is most important. So this is one of those where they were talking about you got SSRIs over here, and then you put Wellbutrin on top of it. Because the SSRIs, the Paxils, if you will, are going to quite possibly make your libido drop. So take Wellbutrin on top of it, and you can get busy. Sexuality is important to maintaining intimacy. Really? I'm going to have to remind my wife of that one. Depression is an illness that pulls people away from intimacy with their partner. Intimacy is essential for healthy relationships, and it's important to talk to your partner and healthcare provider about problems in your relationship or with antidepressant medication. How about get the hell off the antidepressant medication, have a lot more sex, and guess what? I bet you're going to feel better. Depression is a very serious illness that affects millions of people. Medication can save lives. No, it can't. The Seattle Town Hall can be seen on the website intimacyanddepression.com. Overall, Dr. Pinsky kept the program focused on the seriousness of depression, its impact on intimacy, and the importance of seeing a healthcare professional for treatment for this illness in an interesting and informative manner. We have included a copy of the tape, and that's the document from pushing Wellbutrin onto unsuspecting people that can't get it up, I guess. Drew suggested that if a woman took Wellbutrin, she might be able to have 60 orgasms in a row. Now, okay, how many of you ladies out there would be interested in knowing what kind of drug could do that for you? Here's a transcript of the radio show. This is from David Essel. What type of a medication would increase someone's orgasmic potential where they go from 3 or 4 to 60? Dr. Drew said, interestingly, lots of the antidepressants, but the one that I have most, I've seen that from my clinical practice, is Butrin or Bupropion, which is Wellbutrin. It actually is the one we advocate, one of the things we suggest people do if they're getting decrease in their libido or decrease in their arousal from an antidepressant, which typically occurs in the serotonin reuptake inhibitor or SSRI medication. We think about switching to or adding Wellbutrin, Saracen, or Ramron. So there you go. We've got a Dr. Drew that is sitting there pushing a medication for severe psychiatric problems and depression to make a woman have 60 orgasms. Great job. These are the doctors that we look up to. That not we personally, but American society looks up to. They're the ones on the TV. So God knows when you have that program, the doctors that are pushing vaccines, you should just listen to every frickin' word they're saying. Because not only are they MDs, but they're on TV, so they're celebrities as well. Doctors were paid $12,000 for giving 6 hours of presentations to other doctors promoting GlaxoSmithKline's drugs. Some speakers would not even agree to come to a territory to speak unless they were guaranteed a six-pack of speaking events at approximately $2,000 each, for a total of $12,000 for a two-day trip. So you got the doctor saying, hey, you know I'm a good speaker. GSK, take care of the brother here. Get me 6 speaking engagements, and I'll come out and do what you're asking me to do. But I'm not coming out wherever you want me to go for a measly $2,000. Isn't that sickening? Sponsored talks for Wellbutrin included such educational aspects as boat trips and sightseeing jaunts. The weather was perfect, along with the boat cruise and viewing of the tall ships, said one member of a team, Dr. Hudziak, who gave a solid presentation on the effectiveness of Wellbutrin. Now, well, I'm spending a lot of time on this, but this is the kind of stuff that we all need to understand what's going on. These are our doctors. These are the doctors. And I'm speaking generally now. I'm sure there are good doctors out there that refused to prescribe Wellbutrin to a woman who was having a little bit of trouble getting off. But for the most part, we're talking about psychiatrists that in and of themselves are a bunch of scumbags. I don't know very many psychiatrists out there that are worth a damn thing. Their basic premise, the basic premise of their specialty is witchcraft. It's, at best, a hypothesis. At worst, a drug-pushing area of pure satanic witchcraft and money-making on the side. Here, GSK's plans worked. According to the DOJ, sales grew far in excess of the market rate of growth for antidepressants. Well, yeah, because the market rate of growth was for serious psychiatric conditions in people over the age of 18. You just added a probably 10 or 15,000% increase in your core users by adding all this other crap. And if it's just marketing for a woman that wants to have 60 orgasms, you just added about 100 million people to your coffers there. It was a product of choice for adding patients who experienced sexual dysfunction or efficacy poop out. Sales increased approximately 34% from 2000 to 2001, far in excess of the market rate of growth for antidepressants. This is just despicable and disgusting, what's going on. And this article really shows the internal documents from DOJ's investigation into GSK that just adds to the previous article that we were talking about regarding the Natural News article. Now, I want to talk about this. Newsandsentinel.com. We had Lori Lee on a couple of last week, and she was talking about the parents that were seeking exemptions for West Virginia vaccinations. This article comes from newsandsentinel.com. Parents seek more exemptions from West Virginia vaccinations. Charleston, West Virginia. West Virginia has some of the strictest limits on exempting children from vaccines required before they can attend school. And what really got me here is learning from Lori Lee when she was on the program, you have to have these vaccine exemptions, which is just right now can only be in West Virginia, a medical exemption from a medical doctor, no religious or philosophical exemptions whatsoever available in West Virginia. You have to have those exemptions or have those vaccines to go to any school in West Virginia, be it public or private. That, to me, is in and of itself a tyranny, folks. So, some parents are lobbying the legislature to change that, while public health officials warn that the state already suffers low immunization rates against diseases such as polio, whooping cough, and measles. All states, including West Virginia, allow school-bound children to skip immunizations for medical reasons. West Virginia and Mississippi are the only two that only allow those medical exemptions. And from what we learned last week from Lori Lee, those are very hard to come by. Doctors are not going to give you a medical exemption unless it's absolutely necessary. That's where the philosophical and religious exemptions should step up. Because the only way you get a medical exemption is if a sibling, and I'm speaking in generalities here, the only way your child gets a medical exemption in any of the states is if your child has a sibling that had a horrible reaction to vaccines, or that child, his or herself, had a horrible previous reaction to a vaccine. What does that tell you? That means the damage is done prior to getting the exemption. The philosophical or religious exemption say, hey, I'd rather not hurt my child to begin with. That, I think, is the key. At a House Senate hearing last month, Parents told lawmakers they want a religious exemption in West Virginia. They say they're wrongly forced to homeschool their children or even enroll them in neighboring states because they object to the immunization requirements. Every parent has the right to make informed, educated decisions regarding their children's health care, especially in the case of vaccination, which is clearly a medical procedure, said Lori Lee, who is one of the leaders of this effort. And that's what she told the Joint Committee on Health. The parents' reasons vary. Several speakers alleged a link between vaccines and abortions. And here's the one key here. And, you know, I'm going to tell you what. I think this is a very valid reason. These doctors that are on the other side are trying to say the exact opposite. But I think this is a very valid issue here. 14 of the vaccines required by the state of West Virginia contain aborted fetal tissue of over 150 babies, and their cell lines are aging, Lee told lawmakers. That bothers me as a Christian, that I have to choose between my faith and God and sending my children to public or private school. Now here's public health officials sought to address such concerns during the hearing. Dr. Raheel Khan, assistant professor of pediatrics at West Virginia University, explained how some vaccines have been cultivated in cells that were developed from cells taken from aborted fetuses more than 40 years ago. No pregnancies were intentionally terminated to produce these vaccines, Khan said. None of these vaccines contain any genetic material from the donor cell. Okay, for one thing, I have a little bit of an issue here. This is a doctor, a professor of pediatrics. He says no pregnancies were intentionally terminated. It was an aborted fetal cell. Aborted. Did the body spontaneously abort these babies or this one baby in particular? When you think of abortion, yes, moms can reject their babies. But when you're talking about abortion, what comes to mind? And I might be a little off here. Maybe this was a spontaneous abortion that they just decided to use a cell line. But that's not the impression that I've gotten for the last 8 years of me researching this issue. It came from an aborted fetus. How much more intentional can you get than aborting a baby out of the womb of a mother? He goes on to say, none of these vaccines contain any genetic material from the donor cells. Okay, there is no way on God's green earth that this doctor, Raheel Khan, knows for a fact that there is no genetic material in these vaccines. Case in point, the rotavirus vaccine. The rotavirus vaccine, the GlaxoSmithKline version, they found PCV1, porcine circovirus 1, in the vaccine. This is genetic material that came from a pig's kidney. This pig had circovirus, porcine circovirus. In the GSK version, it had merely the part 1 of the porcine circovirus, which was really non-lethal even to the pigs. But when it was found out, our lovely president of the vaccine division at Merck said, come to our rotavirus vaccine. Come over here, get this. That one's got PCV in it. Now, the president is a former director of the CDC, Julie Gerberding. What does that tell you a little bit about the revolving door right there? But here's where the issue comes into mind. Here's this idiot bimbo that has sold her soul to the devil to poison children and kill them, literally said, come over here to our vaccine, the one that the greatest spokesman for vaccines in the history of civilization, Dr. Paul Offit, created. He created this vaccine for Merck. Come over here. GlaxoSmithKline's got pig virus in it. Come over here to our vaccine. Well, she was speaking out of her butt because it turns out that their vaccine, grown on the same kinds of tissue, pig kidneys, not only had the non-lethal version of porcine circovirus 1 in it, but it had the lethal version of the virus, which is known as PCV2. So the FDA got this big meeting going, of which I sat in on through the internet, where they joked about, oh, how the hell did this happen, and what's going on here, and do we have any knowledge whatsoever of what this is going to do? We're injecting a lethal porcine circovirus into our children. We're not injecting it with that certain vaccine. It's oral. But we have no idea what it's going to do to our children. And they said, well, we don't really have any idea, but we've already given the vaccine to millions of kids, so we're just going to keep doing it. The reason I'm talking about this is because we've got a professor in a West Virginia college, a pediatrics professor, that is saying that none of these cells, none of these vaccines, or none of the cells from the aborted fetus are in these vaccines. You cannot be sure of that, and we've got proof after proof. The SV40 virus from the polio vaccine, the PCV virus, which is, what, 25 to 30 years apart from each other, and they still haven't figured out how to keep genetic material that's not wanted in the vaccines out of the vaccines? After 30 plus years? Are you telling me that this idiot moron from West Virginia University can tell you that there are no aborted fetal cells in the vaccine itself? And who the hell cares about that if you're a Christian anyways? The main issue here is you're using aborted fetal cells in order to create this vaccine. That would be, I guess, as long as you have to kill a little baby in order to get to kill a cow, and that cow gets rendered, and you eat the beef from it, and you know that that child was killed in order to kill that cow, but none of the child's blood or none of the child's genetic material got in that ground beef, you can sit there and eat that hamburger happily? It is basically the same thing. People might say, oh, Kurt, now you're really stressing it. A child died in order to grow this vaccine, and whether there's no genetic material in it or not, a child's abortion facilitated the product that you're using. I can see perfectly well where there would be a number of people in West Virginia and across this planet that would still have an issue with it, even if there were no genetic material that made it into the vaccine. But this guy cannot tell me in any way whatsoever that this genetic material is 100% not in this vaccine. There's no way. This is the idiocy that we end up with all of the time. It's despicable. It's disgusting. It is doctors in their white coat making it look official to the politicians. Look at those dumbass parents over there. Probably uneducated, they're probably just wearing shoes because they're in the fancy building here. And here I am with my white coat. Look, I'm even wearing my stethoscope because I just got out of the office. And I know what I'm talking about, and I'm talking to legislators, and they're going to listen to me as opposed to the idiot parents over there. Those parents are smarter than any one of these doctors that can get on the stand and lie like Khan. He has no knowledge, no way whatsoever of knowing, none, that there's no genetic material in this vaccine. We're going to talk a little bit more about this on tomorrow's show because I didn't get through the entire article. I do want to talk about this because we have doctors lying about this on a daily basis. These doctors do not know what they're talking about. They're either lying from ignorance of the facts or they're just downright selling their souls to big pharma for big profits. That's the only option we have here, folks. The absolute only option. Those two. They're either stupid or they're diabolical. That's it. I'm going to keep up with this drug company issue because we have to drum it into people. If you're worried about the drug issue, the prescription drug issue in general, you have to be worried about this vaccine issue because it's coming from the same source. These despicable mafia idiot scumbags these big drug companies. You're listening to Linderman Unleashed, naturalnewsradio.com. Don't forget, here, the gloves are always off. Y'all have a good one.